Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Eva Rosenberg is our guest, our good friend. She is the tax mama. She's one of America's number one tax experts for small business in on the planet. And I say planet because she works with people all over the world, believe it or not. Her book is called Small Business Taxes Made Easy, and she's our good friend and an original member of our Brain Trust, I also might add. Eva Rosenberg, welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning, Jim. It's good to be here.
Good to have you back on the show, as always, Eva. Hey, Eva, you're an enrolled agent, but you're more than an enrolled agent. You actually create enrolled agents. You educate people to become an enrolled agent. And I'd like for you to tell the audience what an enrolled agent is. Folks, just think about taxes before she gets started.
It's a silly, silly name, and nobody really understands it. They did a survey, and about 80% of the people who were asked what an enrolled agent was didn't have a clue. They didn't even have a clue.
And 90% of that other 20% were not telling the truth, probably.
Or were enrolled agents.
Oh, yeah, that's true. What is an enrolled agent?
It's a license, a designation that you get one of two ways. That you get this from the U.S. Treasury Department, either by passing three humongously difficult exams from IRS, or by working for IRS in certain capacities for about 5 years. So what they are is the nation's tax experts. We need to do all of our continuing education at least 24 hours a year, all of it in taxation. So you've heard of CPAs. They've got really, really good PR.
Right.
But none of their...
Well, CPAs also do audits and things like that. They're not just tax related.
They're not just tax related.
They do accounting and tax. Enrolled agents just do tax.
Well, enrolled agents do accounting as well, but we can't use the word because CPAs own it. The problem with CPAs is none of their continuing education is required to be in taxation, whereas all of ours is.
I see.
And so, you know, we are the nation's tax experts.
But you teach enrolled agents.
Yeah, I make baby EAs. Mm-hmm.
and so that's happening right now. But my interesting thing is you actually have people who are taking your online course for enrolled agents all over the world, don't you?
Yeah, the class is live. It's online or it's self-study. And I have, for instance, a live student right there in the class from Alaska, somebody else from Hawaii. One of the instructors who teaches my class teaches from Portugal. We have another student in Germany. We've had students in Japan and Italy.
Why do those people in those countries want to learn about U.S. tax policy?
Because there are U.S. taxpayers all over the world, and it's a great market to tap into.
So these people they're basically doing the tax, helping doing the tax work for expatriates.
Exactly.
People, Americans who live in those countries.
Exactly. And Roger Adams, who teaches for me in Portugal, started out by volunteering at the U.S. consul in Lisbon and just volunteering, learned to do taxes that way before he sat for the EA exam, just got hooked on it, and is now literally the world expert on international taxation and treaties. This really gets you hooked. Taxes, once you get into it, really gets to be compelling.
See, that's
a
disease. That's a disease I don't want. I'm so glad. I'm so glad we have you and the others
and Barbara and
Barbara. Yeah, all Barbara Weltman, all the other folks. I'm so glad we have you guys. But I'm just glad we have you. I'll just put it that way. There's a lot
of things. That's what Isaac Asimov said.
When you said he got hooked on taxes, and that just sent a chill up my spine.
Well, you've got to realize this is a guy who had a background possibly similar to yours in marketing, and he used to work in television. He's actually the one who may have been the one to discover Oprah. He's the one who presented her to the King Brothers.
And yet he turned to taxes. Now, that is surely there's a pill he can take to prevent that from happening. Eva, give us your website, please.
TaxMama.com, and for the classes, it's IRSExams.com.
IRSExams.com, that's where you can find out more. If you want to be an enrolled agent, and you can be, can you make a living as an enrolled agent, Eva?
You know what? Absolutely. I have
you do it all the time, don't they? Hold on to that. We're going to talk about that a little bit more after these messages. 22. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.